Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. We come this morning to give you praise and thanksgiving. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland again this morning. We come to praise the name of the Most High God. We come to give him glory, praise, and thanksgiving. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God. He's a righteous God. He is the only God, true and living Father. He is our King. He is the Lord of our lives. He is our God even unto death. He is the shepherd of all the shepherds. He shepherds the pastors, the apostles, the prophets. He shepherds the evangelists and the teachers and the pastors. He shepherds his people in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Excuse me. Well, Father, we thank you for joyful praise day. We are joyfully praising you today. And, Lord, we thank you that you have already taught our hands to war and our fingers to fight. And we are your end-time warriors. And, Lord, I thank you for using us as your weapons of war against the enemy, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that the weapons of our war are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. And, Satan, we put you on notice. You have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon your enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot your light and discomfort them, O Lord God. Deliver us from our strong enemies, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us, Lord God, into a large place. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies and will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We beat the enemy down small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the street. We pursue our enemies and overtake them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded our enemies, and they will not rise again. They have fallen under our feet. We tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We trample under our feet. We tread upon the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. We tread down the wicked. They are ashes under our feet. We will arise and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. We will rebuke wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit that creeps from the forest. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. We rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. We close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out every thief that try to steal our finances in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy in the name of Jesus. We bind, expose, and cast out any demon that would try to sleep undetected to come into our lives. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are a holy God. You are the righteous God. You are the only true and living Father. We honor your presence this morning on Bible Storyland. And, Lord, we lift up every person on Bible Storyland, those who will be coming on, those who will listen later on, O God, and we bless your name. O God, we come praising you, giving you glory and thanksgiving. And, Lord, we ask you to make a way for your children where there seem to be no way. We're your very elect children, and we honor you. We honor your presence. We thank you that you are Lord God Almighty, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth, and we already know no God is greater. You are the only true true and living God, no God holy like you. So, Father, we just come repenting this morning for secret false transgressions, trespasses against you, little foxes that spoil our vine, everything on our garments that's not like you. Remove, oh God, every error, make correction in us, Lord God. And we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We surrender all to you, Lord God. Have your way this morning. In the mighty, holy, righteous name of Jesus, we praise you, we honor you, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are an awesome King, a mighty God. Nobody can compare to how great you are. Not only are you great in the heavens, you are great in the earth realm. You are great. You are greatly to be praised. You are almighty. You are Abba Father. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the everlasting Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, that banner that we need. You are Jehovah Shalom. Oh, when we need peace in our lives, you are that peacemaker that we need. And we honor your presence in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. Well, today is joyful praise on Bible Storyland. We continue to honor the King. He is the King of glory. Coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming for his children. Yes, he's coming for the children. Some going to meet him in the air. He's coming for his children. He ain't forget you. He knows your name. He knows how many hairs you have upon your head. He's a great God. That's why he's God, because he knows everything. Yeah, he knows everything, even the secrets that we keep. He knows those too. He knows everything about your fingerprints. Nothing secret from our God. He is the Lord. He's compassionate and gracious. He's slow to anger, abounding in love, and plenteous in mercy. What a great God we serve. We serve the Almighty King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is great. He is holy God, a mighty God, no God like our God. He is holy and mighty. He is the mighty God. He is the Almighty Father. Yes, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. We will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee from them. Hitherto ye ask nothing in my name, and ye shall receive that joy, and may be full, that your joy may be full. What a great God we serve. He's mighty and holy. He's the righteous King. He's the Almighty God. We are blessed. We are blessed because of him, and we are praising the Lord on Joyful Praise Day. We possess the joy that the Lord gives us. There's no joy apart from our King, no joy apart from our Lord. He's almighty. Nothing, not one thing is impossible to our God. Not one thing. He is divine. He's holy. He's a holy God. He's the divine King. Yep, he's the God that we need. Yep, when our children acting up, we call on him. When we're on our sick bed, we call on him. Nobody's greater. Nobody's holier than our God. He's holy God. He's righteous in all his ways. I said all. He ain't just righteous in some. He's righteous in all his ways. He is the God who cares for you. Even when you think you're all alone, he's right there. Right there. Right where? Right there with you. Oh, no, he's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's divine. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's almighty. He's there. He's there with you. He will never, ever leave you. Never, ever will he forsake you. He is not human. He is divine. Where two or more gather, He's in the midst of us. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened us to the scriptures? Oh, yes, he did. God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. We serve the divine God, the Almighty Father. We offer up thanksgiving to our God, our Lord. Let's praise him this morning with songs of praise. Yep, songs of thanksgiving. We are honoring our King this morning like never before. Our praise is continually, his praise is continually in our mouths. We honor the Almighty Father. We honor the Lord, our King. The Lord, our Shepherd, is Almighty. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Yep, she's from Paducah, Kentucky, but she lives in Jacksonville. Good morning, Jackie. How are you this morning? She coming, y'all. She coming. Hey, Jackie. She got a phone on me. Hey, hear you.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm going to the funeral of Diana's grandchild today at 11. I'm trying to get real together here. So I don't know if she told you about it or I told you about it. I thought, I don't remember.
You told me.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, yeah, that funeral and another patient. I had two patients that passed away Monday, and then Diana's granddaughter had passed. So there's a lot going on today.
Yes, so, indeed. How old was the child?
8 years old.
8 years. She had been sick?
Yeah, she had cerebral palsy. So.
So
she's been sick for a while.
Yeah.
But she's better. She's better now. So
yes,
thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we are going to that today. So what's the day you all singing? What is the Children's Day?
It is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. Joyful Praise Day.
Oh, man. They're calling me. Oh. Sister G.
Yes?
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I have to take this call. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I have to sing.
Anna Hawkins on with us. She's ready to sing songs of praise. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing so well. We just returned from the 72nd Pastors Conference. This was the annual State Pastors Conference for the Pastors of Kentucky. It was held at the Galt House in Louisville. We came home yesterday afternoon. We've been there since Monday. You talking about some preaching? Oh, my goodness. The special pastor was Elliot T. Ivey Sr. from Oakland, California, by way of Alabama. You talking about a preaching man. Oh, my goodness. Pastors were shouting, but we couldn't help it. We could not help it. Oh, my goodness. You talking about uplifting,
yes,
encouraging. Oh, so spirit-filled. And they always have a pastor's choir that sings. Oh, my goodness. It was wonderful. Wonderful.
I know.
Yes, ma'am.
I could hear the
ma'am.
Excitement. I wish I'd been there, but I know the praises were high unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, you would have had a wonderful time. So one of these days you've got to meet us in Louisville, Kentucky for this pastor's conference, okay?
All right. As the Lord leads, I say, yes, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, it was wonderful.
We getting a sample of heaven on earth, huh?
I tell you, yes, ma'am. Came home rejuvenated, recharged, and ready to run on just a little while longer.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, what
I'm
are you going to
sing?
Praise Day.
I'll sing, Yes, God is Real.
Amen.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me, it's like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has walked and made me whole. Oh, His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel. Yes, God is real, for I can feel. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
He's real.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, I hear that Jackie over there praising God right along with you. Her cousin Donna Hawkins, Pastor Donna. Ooh, thank you. That was beautiful. He's real in our souls. He's deep down. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, I can't make it through this. But He is the one who carries us through every situation. That's how we know He's real. We go to Him and we say, Lord, I can't bear it no more. I need Your help, Lord. And He comes. He helps us just at the right time. Now, Lord, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, I've been going through this a long time. But He knows how long we got to go. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He'll deliver us out of them all. You know, you bake a cake, you put it in the oven, you're not going to take it out before it's ready. If you do, it's going to fall. So you got to wait till God say you're ready to come out of these afflictions and tribulations and trials that make you stronger. That's how you know He's real. Our God is real. Real, deep down in our souls. Thank you, Pastor. Oh, that was so beautiful, Pastor Hawkins. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, we got Jackie, her cousin, on here. You ready, Jackie?
Yes, I was trying to get Rev to sing with me, but he said he can't do it this morning. I understand.
Yes.
So we're going to sing Jesus on the Main Line. You want to sing with me, Rev? Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the Main Line. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Yes, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a healing, tell him what you want. Oh, if you need to be healed, tell him what you want. Oh, if you need some healing, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Oh, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Oh, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want, boy. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Woo! Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Ooh. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell him what you want. Yes. Whatever you ask in his name, believing, he going to grant it. You know, faith moves God. Unbelief don't move him. You got to believe. When you ask him what you want, when you tell him what you want, you got to believe. Yep. It's important. So Jesus is on the Main Line. Call him up and tell him what you want. Whatever you ask in his name, believe it, he will grant it. According to his perfect will, according to his will and his plan. Yes, my God is real. He's real in my soul. So we are praising the Lord this morning like never before. And we have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas on with us. She's going to play a a song of praise unto the Lord. Good morning, Kara, and how are you?
Good morning to you.
All right, what are you going to play this morning? We thank the Lord for Jackie and for Pastor Hawkins this morning. We thank the Lord for you, Kara.
I thank y'all, too. Thank the Lord for y'all. And I'm going to do Soon and Very Soon. We
all right.
See. Yeah.
Hallelujah, soon and very soon. Yes, Lord, the King is coming, the King is coming, the King is coming. Soon and very soon. He's coming for his bride, the church. Yep, he's coming for us soon and very soon. So I thank the Lord for those songs of praise, soon and very soon. Jesus on the main line, call him up today. Yes, my God is real. Haven't you heard about the great God who's real, real in our souls? Oh, we don't need a telephone. We don't need a cell phone. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And sooner than you think, he's going to be right here, right here. We're going to meet him in the air. What a great God he is. He's a mighty God. He is the one who is the lover of our souls. He's the one true and living God who loves us for who we are. But he don't leave us in our mess. He changes us. He transforms us. He said, you can't be conformed to this world. I got to transform you by the renewing of your mind. And when you read the word, it washes us of our filth. No good thing can come from our flesh. It's filthy. But when we read the word, we study the word, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So I thank the Lord for those songs of praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the great and mighty God, to the mighty King. He's soon to come. He's on the way. Hallelujah. But he's patiently waiting for everybody to have a chance to know who he is, to accept him, to love him with all of his our heart, soul, and strength, like he loves us with all of his heart, Yes, he loves us so much. You know, we don't understand that kind of love that God has because it's not human. We try to think about it like human beings, but no, his love supersedes human love. You got to think like God thinks. Think with the mind of Christ in order to understand the kind of love that God has for us. That kind of love. People say, I don't know why God let all this murder happen, this violence happen, why he let all these bad things happen. But don't you know he let his only son, he only had one son, Jesus Christ, his children. He let him come to the earth, and he died on a cruel cross. They beat him unmercifully. And God stood by and watched it. He said, Lord, if this cup could pass from me, let it be so. Jesus knew what he had to go through. He wanted the cup to pass, but he also wanted to please the Father. He knew that if he did not go through what he went through, that you and I would not have eternal life. So Jesus paid the price. He paid a price, a high price. You know, you and I could die. We could take a bullet from someone, but that's not going to get them salvation. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. So I thank the Lord this morning for the songs of praise unto our God. Well, we have a great speaker this morning. She is from Marrero, Louisiana. And I tell you what, I'm so glad I know this woman of God. She intercedes for me and for the body of Christ on a daily basis. She's an intercessor. She loves the Word of God. The Word of God is written on the tables of her heart. She has a prison ministry where she ministers to the prisoners. And yesterday I found out, the other day when I was talking to her, that she ministers to people in the nursing home. She goes to see the elderly. What is pure religion, undefiled before God, to visit the fathers, the widows in their affliction, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world? She understands pure religion. She also has a Block Talk radio show on Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 1-714-409-0578. Call in and hear this mighty great woman of God. Give words of encouragement. Give words from the throne room where she has dwelled in the secret place. And I thank God for her because I've been taking a class on Tuesday nights. And I tell you what, she's standing in the gap for me praying for the children. She comes on the prayer line and prays for the children diligently every Tuesday, her and another sister, Latricia Smith. So our speaker today is Vivian George from Marrero, Louisiana. Good morning. How are you, my sister?
I'm great this morning. Praise the Lord. Just enjoying the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Me too. Hallelujah.
You know, when
all
you
right.
talk
about God have his way.
All right. You talked about joyful praise this morning, and, Lord, I tell you, I got so many songs in my heart. You know, when you get ready to praise the Lord will just give you some songs in your heart, and he'll just give you a praise that continually. I wake up in my sleep sometimes singing in the nighttime, and that's the way Lord wants us to be. So I'm going to do a little bit of this song, Praise God, before I minister. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my captain. I shall not be moved. Jesus is my captain. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Praise God, praise God. We need to tell God that daily, that we will let nothing separate us from the love of God. We shall not be moved. Don't let circumstances or anything keep us from the love of God. Keep us from his word. Keep us from praising him, because he desires our praise. Praise God. So if I'm going to have a topic this morning to encourage you with, it would be keep on praising. Don't stop praising. Keep on praising. Well, where did the word praise come from? From God, of course. God ordained praise, the word said. Praise God. It is ascribed to God in respect of his glory. Praise God. It is in respect of, we got to know. You know, a lot of the church just don't know why they do things. But we need to know, so we can get deep down in our spirit. It is a praise, is a strive from God, and it is respect of his glory. We want his glory to come down in our midst. We want God to move in our midst, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. When the praises go up, oh, healings come down in our midst, and we want to be whole. Praise God. So God desires our praise, that he can act on our behalf. Praise God. When we walk into a church and there is high praise going on, it lifts us up, because it lifts us up in our spirit, because God wants to come in our spirit and remove the things that is holding us bound. Some of us are bound with something. Some might be done lost a son. Some may be done lost a husband or wife or daughter out there to pregnancy or whatever it be. But, you know, if you get into the praises of God, God is there to lift us up, praise God, and cause us to want to get into the flow. You'll forget about those things and get into the flow of the Spirit. Praise God. If you're a burden, it'll calm you. If it causes tears to flow, they will become tears of joy. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Praise God, the way God does things. He just wants us to step in. Praise God. Step into the water. Oh, and be healed. Praise, hallelujah. Glory to God. So praises bring about healing. Oh, my God, yes, yes. Some of us, we can be healed if we just start praising. Praising him and dancing. And dancing like old David did. Dance before the Lord, praise God. Praise is comely and upright before God. He desires our praise. It's comely and upright. Isn't that awesome? Praise is comely and upright. That means it's just, you know, you can just do it. That's what they hear him say. Just do it. Well, just go ahead on and do it. Just go on and get lost. Praise God. Whosoever offers praise glorifies the Father. If you offer up your praise and it just glorifies your Father, which is in heaven, God is pleased with you. So if you just sit there and do nothing, and everybody else is praising God, and you are holding back on him, he wants you to join in the celebration. It's a celebration time going on. Just like this morning, I've been sitting here enjoying the praise. Sister G been sitting here and rejoicing as one is praising their God this morning. Praise God. So that's what we ought to do. Join in the celebration. The joy of the Lord is being celebrated. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can celebrate many things. Oh, yes, we can celebrate this and celebrate birthdays and celebrate holidays. But oh, when we celebrate Jesus, praise God, we are celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. When praise and worship is loosed in a group, there is tremendous amounts of power generated. Praise God. Did you hear what I said? When praise and worship is loosed in a group, there is large, tremendous amounts of power. And that's what we want, God's power in our lives. You know why we want God's power? Because he's already given it to us. When Jesus left here, he said, I've given you power to do what I did. We just need to activate it. And if we get into the praise of him, he'll activate the power that's, he don't want it to lay dormant. Oh, I just want to tell y'all so much when I get into this praise. God wants that power that he has invested inside of you to be activated. He don't want to lay dormant. Most of us, we don't have power. You know, we can come, God, oh my God. God has told us how we can decree a thing and it shall be done. You think God is lying? He said we can command our day. This day, we can command this day because every day must take care of itself. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Every day must take care of itself. And you can get up in the morning time and command your day and say, this day is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what the devil has said yesterday and how I'm feeling or what's going on in my home. My home shall be a home of praise and prayer unto my God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all, I tell you, I'll get carried away in this. Psalms 22 and 3 says that God inhabits our praise. That means we are all coming together in agreement. Oh, God loves when we come together in agreement with one another. That means we're coming into the oneness of him, praise God, and in harmony and to tear down the forces of evil. You see why it's so important that we come together instead of staying at home, instead of holding back. That's why God said in his word, praise God, hallelujah, oh, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together with the saints. Because, there's harmony when we come together in one accord and in agreement. Oh, we are mighty forces coming to tear down the devil's camp. Oh, to trample him under our feet, to command him to do a thing. Hey, glory to God. We can command the devil. Ain't that something? We have that type of power when we come into the praises of God. Praise God. Well, Psalms 22 and 3 says, but thou art holy, O that inhabit the praises of Israel. Praise God. God has tied the spiritual powers of the universe to the human mouth. Glory to God. Wow. Did y'all hear what I said? See, I'm telling you, I get excited when I teach this. Praise God. God has tied the spiritual powers of the universe to the human mouth. What your mouth is used for, to praise God, not to gossip, no. Oh, but to praise God, to give God the glory. Praise God. The mouth is the center of spiritual warfare. Why you think we on there praying for the children? I tell you, the line ought to be full because we got so many children that's going astray. We got so many parents that's hurting. I am really surprised. I am really surprised that people ought to be on this prayer line. I hate to say it like that more than any other prayer line. The way children are getting shot down in the street. We ought to be praying for the children. We hear all the time how children are being molested, by their fathers, from years and years. We ought to be praying for the children that no more be taken like that. Oh, my God. We ought to be praying. Oh, I don't know what the prayer warriors are, but somebody need to get off of some line and get on there and start praying for the children. I hate to say it like that, but God knows we need to pray. He said, man ought to always pray and not faint. We got a lot to pray for. Then we can enter into, he said, the holiest of holies and receive all that God has for us when we get in there and tear down the forces of evil. Where he said two is better than one, and a three-card, four-card is hardly broken. Baby, when we stand in there with a crowd, we coming with forces to tear down our healing and our victory. And salvation, hey, oh, salvation, salvation, if one ain't saved, hey, salvation is in the midst of it, victory is, oh, we done took it over, healing, oh, take up your bed and walk, oh, glory to God this morning, glory to God, with our praise, we silence the enemy, the devil must remain under our feet, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but you see, I can't keep myself from church. I got to get in there with the saints. I got to dance. I got to shout. I got to praise him. I got to give my God glory because I recognize what he's saying he done for me. It's in my mouth. Yes, I do it at home. But he said two is better than one. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We ought to be running. Every time we can get a group together, wherever we can gather them, and say, come on, let's praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God. I'm going to look at another scripture, Ephesians 5, 17 through 20. 5, 17 through 20 says, wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord is, that the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein excess. You know, when they was in Acts, when they was praising the Lord, they thought they were drunk with wine, but no. Glory to God. Just think about when over there in Acts, when the people started speaking in tongues, and they thought they were drunk with wine. No, they were giving honor to God. Same. Oh, praise God. Let me go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Somebody need to read it. As we praise God, we'll give he'll give us a new song. Your heart will be filled with joy. You'll wake up in the night with a song, all the day long singing hymns and spiritual songs, going about singing. People call you crazy. It's all right. It's all right. It's just all right. We just got to keep a song. Praise God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We should have a song, praise God, in our hearts at all times. And if not, instead of us silencing the enemy, the enemy will silence us. You see what happens? It makes people, oh, be so down, depressed, and oppressed because the enemy is silencing them. They need to get up and get a song or some songs and start to dancing like David did because it is his desire to make us sad or unhappy, to make us feel defeated. That's the purpose of the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy us. Praise God. Hallelujah. God tells us to come into his courts with praise and thanksgiving unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He tells us to come with a talah, which meaning to sing. Oh, with a talah, meaning to sing. Make a joyful noise. All ye land, praise God. We should be coming before the Lord joyfully, joyfully. Say, look what the Lord has done. I tell you, if you look back through the Old Testament all the way through, when they won battles, they did it with a song. Praise God, hallelujah. If we look at Moses, Joshua, he gave them them instruction, gave the people instruction, because God knew that the people were disobedient and turned to other, they had turned to other gods, and to break, and they broke his covenant. So Moses sung a song and led the people and brought them to deliverance. Miriam, she took a tamarind with Barak, because Barak said, I can't go unless you go with me. And she got her tamarind, and they did a march, and, oh, they fought, and they won the war. Think about when they was building over the wall, Nehemiah. They marched around that wall 7 times, singing and dancing before the Lord. Look at old David, if I can say again, how he danced, and he danced out of his clothes. Hey, pray, he was just praising his God. I tell you, I want to leave with you this morning, praise God. If you don't have a praise, oh, powerful praise in your heart, get in there and start praising the God. Let God be a praise upon your heart. Let there be praises in your spirit to defeat the devil, because he can be defeated. He's not one that cannot be defeated. Yes, he can be defeated because God has given us that power. And I want to thank Sister G for allowing me to come on to express myself this morning and praising Joyful Praise this morning. Thank you, Sister G, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you. What a word. I enjoyed that word. It was awesome. Oh, my God, giving praise unto God. You know, we got to, like she said, continually give God praise. We got to continually. And I love that song, I Shall Not Be Moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, by the rivers of the waters, I shall not be moved. That should be all of our testimony. You know, the devil tried to get us to move. He tried to distract us with all kinds of things. He was trying to get us to move off the path. He don't want us to hear what God wants us to hear. He get loud music, ungodly music in your ear. Or he have somebody call you on the phone, and you say, oh, what else? You get ready to praise God, and the devil has distracted you from praising God. So we got to override the devil with the praise. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth. Praise, praise. God inhabits the praises of his people, is the word, what she said to us. So we thank God for Ephesians, you know, the word in Ephesians 5:17-20, as she gave to us. You know, we got to continually keep our eyes in the word, and the word that's written on the tables of our heart, we got to keep saying it. Keep saying, when the Satan comes, we got to do like Jesus did. It is written. But if we don't have the word written in our hearts, how are we going to know what to say to the devil when he comes? We got to have the word written in our heart. Yeah, Jesus is going to raise the standard when the enemy come in like a flood, but you got to do your part. We got to do our part. We got to know what to say when the devil comes. It is written. Yeah, he come sly, sneaky, cunning. Yeah, he try to get you off course. So praise, praise your way out of every situation. Children acting up, and let me get my prayer closet. I heard this song, it's an old song. And they told the story first. This family was traveling somewhere, and they were in a car accident. And they was in the country somewhere, and they saw this house over there. And they went to the house, and the older woman went in. She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? She said, you mean a telephone? No, no, ma'am, I need a closet. Jesus is on the main line. I got to call him up. So she went in the closet. When she came out, the doctor came to take care of that young man who was hurt in the accident. Sorry, I left some points out. But anyway, you know, Jesus is on the main line. When you call him up, he going to be right there. I remember one time I had a worse stomach ache. I had just moved to Jacksonville. I didn't have a car. I was lost in Katrina. And I was on the floor crying out to God. And one of my cousins called me. She's gone to glory. Now, she called me. And I said, oh, Lord, thank you. I said, please come and take me to get something, for my stomach is hurting so bad. And she took me. So when you cry out before the Lord, You know the story about the man who kept saying, Lord, I'm in trouble, send help. God sent somebody, they ignored it. We got to know the ways of God. Sometimes he sent help, and we refuse it because we don't even know God. We don't know his ways. We got to know his ways. So I thank God for that word this morning on praises. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth. Get a dance in your feet like David, she said. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for the high praises of God in our mouth. And I thank the Lord. I hope Karen got another song of praise that she can play in a minute. You know, we got to let the high praises of God be in our mouth. And, you know, it's salvation time like never before. When I was a little girl, I remember most people went to church in my neighborhood. And when they went to church, they get up early in the morning. They put the pot roast on, the chicken on, the collard greens on. And look here, this stuff came out your yard. You ain't been going to the market or the store to get it. The chickens were in the chicken coop. We go out there, get a chicken, wring his neck, feather the chicken, cook it on a Saturday night or a Sunday morning, cook that chicken. It was fresh chicken. Go in your garden, pick you some green beans, some potatoes, some carrots, or you got a meal on the table for Sunday morning. You ain't been going to no market. It was in your backyard. God provided. He provided. And on Sunday mornings, you could hear people. Girl, yeah, I'm going to praise the Lord. Them women have on their hats. They be praising the Lord. Those men in their suits, they be on the way to church with a Bible, toting, like people say, tote that Bible under your arm, mister. Tote that Bible. Yeah, we were toting the Word of God. We know it's carrying the Word of God. But people used to go on Sunday mornings. You could smell the kids. And they leave the door open. Ain't nobody going to go in there and bother nothing. I'm talking about the old way. We got to get back to the old landmark. We ought to sync with people. We ought to sync with God. So the devil is running free reign. You leave your door open today. The devil going to come in, take everything you got, bring a haul, U-Haul truck and take everything. Ain't like it used to be. Your neighbors just look out for you. Hey, what you doing over there by our house? Uh-uh. No. You can't. Uh-uh. Not no more. Do you know your neighbors? Many people don't even know who live next door. You don't even know who live down the street. When my neighbors, I see people move in the neighborhood, I go down, I say, I'm Sister G, welcome to the neighborhood. I live down there, you know, feel free. And the Lord sometimes lead me to pray for them. He didn't let me to pray for, I don't know why I'm off on this, but drug dealers. Drug dealer used to live down the street from me. I'm standing there talking to him. He passing drugs in front of me to somebody else. I said, now, Lord, I need you to deal with this situation. Jesus on the main line, I was calling him up. So you, guess what? Don't live here no more. The devil don't live in my neighborhood, no. Devil come to my neighborhood, I'm saying, Lord, uh-uh. You said whatever I ask in your name, believing you're going to grant it. I start praising and thanking him for a godly neighborhood, a neighborhood that's safe where the bullets may run, may fly, but they ain't going to hit nobody in my neighborhood. I'm covering them with the blood. What are you doing with your neighbor? Are you loving them like the Lord said, like you love yourself? Somebody down in the neighborhood, you taking food over there? What you doing? Come on now. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. Somebody cooking Sunday dinner. I hear them on the radio. They shuffling the pots and the pans in the kitchen. I hear it. So I thank God. Some of us still do the old way. We from the old school. We be cooking on Sunday, on Saturdays for Sunday. Yeah, we do it. And you know what? It's salvation time, as I said. Romans 10, 9 and 10. You know, if you confess with your mouth, you know we confess all kinds of stuff with our mouth. But if you confess, this is what God said, confess with your mouth. If you believe in your heart, confessing your with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that's what we got to confess with our mouth, that the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised up Jesus, you shall be saved. We confess all kinds of stuff with our mouth, but we got to confess that Jesus is Lord. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let's not make the devil confession. We got to confess what the Lord said. And then you know what? We can't change what God said. We got to change from the devil's ways. And the devil is moving backwards. He be moving backwards. Everybody in his backward step, he be picking them. He be touching them and trying to keep them down in the muck and the mire of life, in the mud hole. He be trying to keep them in the mud hole. You ain't going to be nobody. God don't want you. Look at what you did. He be telling you all kind of crazy stuff. Some of us believe it, but we know better. No, the Father is waiting with open arms for the backslider. He said he's married to the backslider. So slide on out the mud. Let the Lord clean us up. It is praying time on Bible Storyland like never before. We got a lot to pray for. I'm telling you, we could be on here all night and still not cover everything that needs to be prayed for. So it's praying time. Press 1. Anyone who needs prayer this morning, we're praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her mother, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, the Hawkins family, Macedonia Baptist Church. We're praying for Jackie Travis. And we're praying for our good friend Diana Ward, who lost her grandbaby 8 years old. And we're praying for Jackie's family and her, you know, the elderly people that she take care of, those patients who she go more far and above. She take them on outings. She celebrate their birthdays. Everybody want Jackie in Jacksonville. Everybody say, I want Jackie to be my caretaker, because they know that she is going to take care of them with tender love and care. The love of God is in her heart. So how can she do anything less? We're going to pray for her husband, her children. And today I'm going to ask Vivian in a little bit to pray for President Obama. So we're going to start praying. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. All right, somebody shuffle the phone. You got a prayer request? All right. Look like everybody has already prayed this morning. They pray for everything. Thank God for that. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and Jackie, and then I'm going to ask Vivian to come after I pray for Jackie. President Obama, you know, Michelle Obama, their two children, Sasha and Leah. Malia, they need prayer too. So I thank the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know the one that you call, Lord God, in the fivefold ministry. You called her to be a pastor on the battlefield. And Lord, I thank you that she's armored, fully armored. And the weapons of her warfare are not carnal. Lord, she don't use guns and knives and Uzis and all those things. She knows how to speak to you in the prayer closet. She knows that you are on the main line, and she calls your name like never before. She calls you on behalf of her mother, Mother Newsom, who's been on her bed of affliction, Lord God. She sits with her mother and prays. She prays for the people in the hospital. She prays for the people in her congregation. She prays for the family of God, Lord God. Even when she was on her bed of affliction, getting her hips replaced, Lord God, she was praising you, honoring you, giving you glory. She was praying for the body of Christ. Now, Lord, we lift her arms up. And, Lord, sometimes her arms get tired, but she said, Lord, I thank you for the people who you send to hold my arms up. Now, Father, you are God who heals. Heal our mother-in-law. Heal our mother. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you care for the elderly as well, oh, God. Oh, they're on your heart. And so, Father, I thank you for taking care of the elderly and her family. And, Lord, you know she's a pastor on the front lines, on the battlefield for her, Lord, for you, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for meeting every need for Macedonia Baptist Church. And, Lord, you know they just lost the assistant pastor, so they're going to need a replacement. And you're able, Lord God, to replace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for unity. Oh, Father God, she comes Sunday mornings to edify the body of Christ like never before. She's praising you, edifying the people of God, giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. She comes, Lord God, to bring the word, instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke with all manner of long-suffering. She is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God. So, Father, keep her healthy, keep her well, keep her strong, keep her eyes fixed on you. I thank you that she won't look at their faces, oh God, but she will look straight at you as she brings forth the word. Let it be like a hammer, oh God, a two-edged sword, cutting everything out of those members that's not like you. We bind up strife, jealousy, envy from the body of Christ. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, when the devil tried to come and point his finger at Pastor Hawkins, you said, not so. That's my daughter. And she's covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against her or her family will prosper. And so, Father, we thank you for her husband who stands right by her, who she stands right by him. We thank you for the man of God that you've given her for many, 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 many years, oh, God. We thank you for his health and his strength in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for family, her cousin, Jackie Travis. We thank you for Jackie's husband, her two daughters, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to dwell in the secret place with you, oh, Most High. We are able to abide under your shadow, Almighty. And we are saying of you, Lord, you are her refuge. You are all of our refuge. You are our fortress, Lord God. We are trusting in you. We are believing in you. We are calling on your name like never before. And, Lord, I thank you for every patient that Jackie Travis take care of, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for the healing hands when she touched the patients. They begin to feel better. They begin, Lord God, to praise you. Even in their old age, oh God. And Lord, even some of the younger people that she take care of, that she minister to. And she say, you know that's not right. You got to get right with God. And so, Father, I thank you that she don't mind carrying the word. She's full of the word. And Lord, as she go to the different home goings today, particularly the home going of the young child that died, the grandchild of Diana Ward, I thank you that it'll be a great home going. Oh, God, because this child has suffered much from cerebral palsy, oh, God. And, Father, many of us weren't meant to be here for long periods of time. We come in, fulfill the purpose, and you take us home. So, Father, I thank you for this being a great home going for the young child in the name of Jesus and even the other home going that Jackie's going through, oh, God. Let salvation come at every home going today, oh, God, salvation. Salvation, let people be saved that don't even call on your name, oh God. Let deliverance come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we do bring this family before you, Lord God, that you have ordained. Because, God, we recognize you that you ordained families, God. And you said, oh, God, you ordained a man, oh, God. And you saw Obama, oh, God, was lonely, and you gave him a helpmeet, which was a Michelle. And, God, you gave him the family. And, God, you said, Father God, that we ought to pray for those that are in authority, God, over us. And we do lift up the Obama family this morning, especially the head, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that you are guiding him, oh, God. Father God, he may have made some mistakes, oh, God, along the way, but, God, you're still carrying him, God. And, God, I pray that he'll call up on you, oh, God, like never before, oh, God. And, oh, Father, see, oh, God, look beyond from where he is and, Lord, see you, oh, God. And he'll call upon the name of Jesus, oh, God. And, oh, God, he will hear the call. He'll be like Eli, here am I. And, God, I just pray that you call in, God, into the ministry, God. Father God, I see the eyes, oh God, of him, Lord. You didn't make those eyes like that for nothing. I see the clap in his hand, oh God. You didn't give him those hands just, oh God, just for a little light clap, but to praise you, to give honor unto you, Lord God. Thank you, Michelle, is, oh God, going to be continuously that submissive woman, God, submitting to her husband, oh God, and obeying her husband, oh God. And I pray for those children, oh God, as they continue to grow, God, that they are growing an admonition of you, Lord. Father God, that the husband and wife, oh God, will, oh God, find themselves into a church, oh God, that's with high praise, oh God, and good teaching, oh God, of the truth, oh God. Lord God, that they can learn, God, even more about you, oh God, that their desires will be to serve you even the more, oh God. In the name, touch their hearts, oh God. Oh God, you said you looks on the heart of man, God. Lord, touch their hearts and cause it to flutter, God, the desire to eat more of you, Lord God, which is your word, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bring them before you. I bring them before the altar, God. In the name of Jesus, because you told us that's what we do. Bring everything and lay it at the foot of the cross, God. Now, Lady Obama's, oh God, at the foot of the cross, God, oh God. That, Lord God, that you manifest yourself mightily in their lives. And, Lord, they'll know you in a mighty way. They'll walk, oh God, in a different way, God. Oh, Father, the way you have called them, God, it ain't too late, God. No, it ain't too late, God. God, that you have great and mighty things still for them to do, God. Oh, God, Lord God, that they'll be, oh, God, yes, Lord God, that they'll be a praise in the earth for you, Lord God, that they'll go about doing good in the earth for you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for what they have done. But, God, I pray for greater things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Well, we're so grateful for prayer time today. I have my sister on here, prayer partner. I'm on her prayer line early in the morning, 6 a.m. on Monday through Friday. Victoria. Good morning, Victoria. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm well.
All right. Are you able to pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I can.
All right. Can you pray for the Bible Storyland family this morning? I want to let you all know Victoria is a great intercessor. She has a prayer line, 6 a.m., Monday through Friday, Sunday through Friday, excuse me. And the number, the call-in number is 641-715-3286-730-974. So call in and pray with us. She comes on 9 at night as well, 12 a.m., Sunday, Monday, and Thursday nights. And also, I'm probably missing another time there, but come on and join us for prayer. So how are you this morning, my sister?
All is well. All is well, Sister G, and yourself?
Doing great. Thank the Lord. I'm still praising the Lord. Right on, praising the Lord, giving him glory.
Amen, amen. It's a wonderful day. It's a good day to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Father, I honor you and I bless your holy name. And I thank you for the opportunity to stand with my sisters and my brothers to decree and declare that you reign and you rule in majesty. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this is the greatest day that we will ever see. That's why we, Lord God, come expecting great things. God, we expect you to move on our behalf. We expect miracles and signs and wonders to follow. For we are the believers, and we believe every word, God, from Genesis to Revelation. So, Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to stand in the gap, Lord God, for Bible Storyland. Father, I thank you for this vision that you have given your daughter, God. God, I thank you that it's going nationwide. God, I thank you that many already have given testimonies of healing and miracles and restoration, God. God, I thank you for this avenue for souls to be saved, for people to be redeemed by the hand of the enemy. So, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus.
for this great avenue that will cause, Lord God, people to come in a place they've never been before, and it's in your presence, because in your presence is fullness of joy. Bless this line, God. Bless Bible Storyland, God. Bless your daughter, Lord God, Caritha Gantner. Remember her times of labor, God. Remember her handiwork, Father, I pray unto you. Let everything that's been held back, God, let it come forth now. In the name of Jesus, God of a suddenly arise in every situation, every circumstances, everything that she is facing today, God. God, let it come forth, Father. We deal with every enemy that comes to block and comes to stop the work in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are causing men to give into our bosom, Father. Every person that needs to bless her today, I say, come now. Let them not be comfortable until they bless her in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that everyone that comes on this line every Saturday, Father, every Tuesday, Father, will be tremendously blessed. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the testimonies of healing and deliverance, God. Thank you for, oh yes, God, even evil diagnoses and terminal illnesses, Lord God. Oh, God, will suddenly arise on this line. Show your power, show your glory, God, like never before. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you are God that answers our side. We thank you, Lord God, that you say trust in you, God. God, we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you, knowing all of things, not some, all will work out for our good in the name of Jesus, because one can chase 1,000 and 2, 10,000, but a 3, 4 cord is not easily broken, that we are linked with our angels. God, I thank you that our prayers attract the angels to do our bidding in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for being our Redeemer, for your word says, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, and we say that we are the Redeemer of the Lord, we are the blessed of the Lord, oh God, we are the healed of the Lord, we are the righteous of the Lord, and Father, I thank you, Lord God, that our words hold weight this morning, and we penetrate darkness. No longer shall we run, but we turn around and face our enemy and say, this is a hijack, this is a stick-up. Everything that you have taken, everything that you've stolen, over everything we allow to come in your hand, we come to take back. We take back the land. We are possessors of the land. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you have caused us to conquer that which we was not able to conquer. God, I thank you, Lord God, we decree and declare, Lord God, the things that troubled us in 2015, we say were not troubled in 2016. Oh, God, even this is the second month of this year, God, we break the legs of that enemy, God, that want to cross over, God. The things that the enemy was not able to do in 2015, he want to cross over in 2016 and say, I'll do it. Devil, you ain't doing nothing but leaving. You ain't doing nothing but leaving. You ain't doing nothing but run. Get the stepping. Get the moving. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, we freeze and we block and we stop all of your plans. Oh, yes, for us and our family, our church, our ministry, our job. Everything that allowed the enemy to come in, God, we thank you that we take charge and we take over. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for my dear sister that you caused her to be a catalyst. God, you caused her to do things and to say things that's never, ever been done or said before. Father, I thank you for that teacher, Lord God, that teacher, Lord God. You are stirring up, Lord God, that teacher on the inside, God, that she will train, Lord God, your people in the way they should go. God, I thank you that you are downloading, Lord, in her, Lord God, new attributes, Lord God, new wisdom, new knowledge, new understanding, God, new revelation, God, that will come forth, Father, Lord God, and cause the enemies to flee, Father, from the lives of the people that she comes in contact with in Jesus' mighty name. So we surround her this morning with a firewall and a fire shield that nothing will be able to harm, to be able to hurt her. And everything that concerns to her in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, that Psalms 91 is a portion. Strength be renewed, God. That which she has poured out, Father, fill her fresh even the more. Fill her fresh even the more. Keen discernment, sharpen her discernment even the more. Father, I thank you that you have known her eyes to see beyond that natural. Known her eyes to see beyond the natural. God, calls her to see, calls her to smell, calls her to hear every enemy that will come up against, Lord God, your people like never before in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you right now. Oh, yes, I just hear you just being promoted. You have just been promoted. Oh, God, I thank you. God said he has honored your faithfulness. You've been faithful, and now is your time to be blessed. So, Father, we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord for that word and for the prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I thank the Lord. It is closing time on Bible Storyland, unless somebody had something they wanted to share before we get off.
Yes, I'm going to share real quick.
Okay.
We are starting our spring Emmaus season for this year, 2016, tomorrow.
All right. I know Pastor Donna can relate to that because she went to it before.
Yep, that's why I brought it up.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for the Emmaus walk. Well, as I said, it's closing time. God loves you so much, and don't you forget it. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Let's love God more today than we did yesterday. And what does it mean to love God? You know, sometimes we just, ooh, yeah, Lord, oh, Jesus. But you know what? That's good. Praise is good. But obedience is better than sacrifice. So we got to obey God. That is love. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, Lord, if this cup could pass, but you know what? He obeyed God. So I thank God. We got to obey God. We got to do what he tells us to do. And, Lord, I repent now for anything that you told me to do that I didn't do, sins of omission, even things I did you told me not to do. Forgive, Lord. So I thank the Lord today for each of you coming on Bible Storyland. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It will be Children's Day. And, you know, I'm in agreement with Vivian when she said, you know, on the prayer line for the children, so far it's just been two people. Two. Everybody should take time out. You call people, I forgot. You know, they got excuses. They don't have nothing to do, but they got an excuse. Some people are very busy, like Vivian, like Latricia Smith. They come on faithfully, weekly, to pray for the children. Latricia don't even have a child in this world, but she come on and pray. Vivian is very, very busy. We're all very busy. But the children, like she said, are getting shot down. We got to come on and pray for the children. On Tuesday nights, come on the prayer line. And even when you don't come on the prayer line, even when you don't come on the prayer line, pray for the children. They need prayer. In the morning on Victoria's line, we are praying for the children daily. Not a day go past where someone's not praying. Several people praying for the children. We all got it. It takes a village. It takes a city. It takes a nation. It takes a world to pray for the children. God says, suffer little children to come unto him and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. When's the last time you told a child, baby, are you ready to be saved yet? My four-year-old that goes to Gantling Family Daycare Home, if I say to her, baby, tell me the four gospels, she knows that they are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If I say, now I want you to tell me, she's 4 years old, the books of the law. She knows their Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. She knows it. If I say, I want you to sing me a song, she knows how to sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, for the Bible tells me. So 4 years old, we can train them up while they're young. Our children need prayer, intercession, standing in the gap so they not keep getting shot down, stabbed, killed, murdered, taken out by overdose of drugs. Anyway, it's closing time. Children's Day next Saturday, 9 a.m. Come on. We're going to pray for the children. We're going to intercede for the children. We're going to encourage the children. So I thank God for each of you. Look forward to talking to you next Saturday. I love you. You already know the Lord loves you more than I have the capacity to. I don't have the kind of love God has for you. He won't ever leave you. I can't be all in the same place everywhere at the same time. But God is omnipresent, omnipotent, most powerful, only true and living God. He will go with you to the ends of the earth. So be there. Be with God. Call on his name like never before, morning, noon, and night. In the car, call on him. In the bathroom, when you're taking a bath, call on him. Call on him in the grocery store. Call on him. Everywhere you go in the church, call on him. You know, sometimes we got people sitting on the pew that's not saved yet. They go to church on Sunday, they ain't saved yet. Have you noticed? Talk to your sister, your brother, or the person that's sitting on the pew that's not saved. Say, you know what? It came in my spirit that you're not saved. God wants you to be saved. We got to be bold, courageous soldiers in the army of the Lord. So I love you. Look forward to talking to you next week. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, let the high praises of God be in your mouth morning, noon, and night. Love you. Bye.